Okay, so we're reading one or two, well, two different things this morning, but we're going to read firstly from a psalm, and I've got four folks to help me, Krista, Finlay, Ryan, and Abigail. So have you four come out? These are words from Psalm 72, and familiar words to some of us, words that are looking forward to a great king who's coming. So, Krista, you're first. There you go.
God, give the king your good judgment and the king's son your goodness. Help him judge your people fairly. Help him decide what is right for the poor. Let all kings bow down to him. Let all nations serve him.
He will help the poor when they cry for help. He will help the needy when no one else will help them. He will be kind to the weak and poor. He will save their lives. He will save them from cruel people who try to hurt them. Their lives are precious to him.
Let the king be famous forever. Let him be remembered as long as the sun shines. Let the nations be blessed because of him, and may they all bless him.
Praise the Lord God, the God of Israel. Only he does such miracles. Praise his glorious name forever. Let his glory fill the whole world. Amen and amen.
Thank you. That was great reading, and a great psalm that just reminds us again of the king who's coming. Who is that king? Well, we'll have a think about that. But boys and girls, I want you to look around church, just the building here, just for a minute. I want to see, can you see any hoops or rings? Can anybody see any hoops or rings? If you can see it, then you're allowed to bring it. Can you see one? Yeah. Mark's got one. Yeah. Okay. Harper, you bring that one then. Right. Yep. Come on, Joan. That's great. Just hold them there. Jamie's got one. And I think there is one more somewhere. Ah. Great. Good. Come on, everybody. That's great. Good. So, do you want to hold your rings up? All right. Anybody? Yeah, we've got five rings. Any guess what we're thinking about, maybe? What do you think, Eva? Very good. Olympics, right. Olympics, five rings at the Olympics. Does anybody know which order they go in? Anybody know which order they go in? Well, I show you. There we go. Okay. Can you put them in that order? Can you see that? Can you put them in that order? Oh, well, yes and no. Other way around, yeah. You're reading it backwards. That's right. Well, we're reading it. Never, you just make allowances for this. We're reading it backwards, okay? Anybody know why the five colors? Anybody know? Yes? Say that again. Five continents is why there's five rings. That's right. Five continents, five rings. Anybody know the colors? Finlay? Yeah, these are the most common colors in the flags of the world. And so these rings are really a symbol of unity, global unity. All nations can compete at the Olympics, just about. So it's a sign of unity, worldwide unity. And that's a good kind of symbol. We're going to think a little, it's got an Olympic theme this morning, but we're going to think a little bit about that. But it's a good reminder, too. I don't think here we've got all nations here, but we've got a fair cross-section of different nations, nationalities, one or two different continents represented here, too, this morning. And that's just a reminder that under God, under our Father, and under our King, the Lord Jesus, The one that psalm is actually pointing to. We are one. We are united. Different, but united.
Well, we've had another great year in Truth Trackers. It's been lovely to have some of the creche children from last year who've moved up into Truth Trackers and into our youngest group. And it's also been lovely to see some of the other children move up through the groups. And I know that some of you are excited to be moving into the next group after the summer. So if you're in primary one, you're going to be moving up into the next group. And if you're in primary four, you're going to be moving up into the next group. And if you're in primary seven, we're going to have to say goodbye to you in Truth Trackers, but you get to go to IT. Now, I do want to take the opportunity just to say how amazing and grateful I have been to work with such a fantastic group of teachers. We've been a steady group of teachers for the last number of years, so I think we've gelled really well together as a team. We're a well-oiled machine. We are there to help each other when we need the help, but equally, I know that all the teachers just quietly get on each week, preparing their material, getting their stuff ready for Sunday, and just making sure that everything's ready. So it's been fantastic to work with such a great group of teachers. And also, I want to say a special thanks to all the helpers who appear as if by magic, and I know it's not by magic. Thank you to Linda for organizing our helpers so that we have enough grown-ups in each group every Sunday. And a special thank you to all the people who step in during the holidays to give the teachers a bit of a break. We're very grateful to all the people who are willing to do that for us. Now, this year in Truth Trackers, we've had a few firsts. We had our first ever Inches East Christmas party, and that was a huge success, and I know lots of you guys were there. We also have had our first ever proper names for each of our groups. And I know that even I'm still getting used to the different groups and the different group names. So if you're a mountaineer, that's the oldest group, can you stand up and wave your hands in the air if you're a mountaineer? Let's see who you are. You know, you have to stand up. You have to stand up. Stand up and wave your hands in the air. Thank you, mountaineers. Not the most enthusiastic, but thank you. Right, sit down. If you're a climber, that's my group, can you stand up and shout, woohoo? Oh, lovely, Jamie. Love the enthusiasm. And if you're a scrambler, if you're in the youngest group, can you stand up and shout, yee-haw? Could you do that? Oh, I heard some yee-haws there. Well done. That's our scrambler. So that's our three new names that we have for our groups for this year. And we also decided this year to use a slightly different, a new resource, because over the last number of years, we've been teaching the children through different series, perhaps parts of the Old Testament, parts of the New Testament. But as teachers this year, we thought it would be good for the children to get a grasp of the whole big picture of the Bible and how all the stories in the Old Testament fit together and point towards the New Testament. And so we decided that we would use material using this, the biggest story it's called, and it very much, in every single story that we look at, it very much points to God's rescue plan for his people. And so even though we're teaching individual stories each week with the children, we are wanting them to see how these stories all fit together, how they all come together, how they are all part of God's biggest and best story for the whole of the world. And we've covered lots of familiar stories, but we've also hit some stories that I don't think any of us as teachers have had to teach before. And so I was just wondering, grown-ups, put your hands up if you know or if you've heard of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Oh, we've got a few. Truth Trackers, have a look. There's not very many people in church who know about Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Now, I haven't primed them. It was a few weeks ago that we did this story. Can any of the Truth Trackers tell us who Korah, Dathan, and Abiram were? Fraser, who were they? And can you remember who was that leader? That's right. So, little lesson for everyone. They were three men who wanted to rebel against Moses. They didn't want Moses to be their leader. So if you want to find out a little bit more, head into your Old Testament, and you can find out who these three guys were. So I just want to finish by also saying a huge thank you. I know I've thanked lots of people, but I want to say a huge thank you to all the children. I can honestly say that all of us teachers so enjoy every week you guys coming. We get to hear your news. We get to do games. We get to do crafts. Sometimes the grown-ups in church might actually hear how much fun we're having as the noise kind of seeps through a little bit. But we really do enjoy having you guys to come and see every single week. And I know that church would be, well, we would all be a bit bored if it wasn't for you guys coming along. So you've got to keep coming along. I know that there's some grown-ups in church who love the jeopardy of going into the Truth Trackers room after church and seeing if they can get wiped out by one of the many balls that are flying around in there. Oh, and I also know that there's some of the grown-ups who love to take part in the biscuit race at the end of church to try and get to the biscuit plate first and get their favorite biscuit. But in all seriousness, we do so much enjoy meeting up with you guys every week, doing crafts, playing games, and of course, learning more about how much God loves us. And so in a few minutes, we are going to ask you to come up. And we're going to say thank you for coming along to Truth Trackers by giving you a book. We're going to start with, let me get the names right, we're going to start with the climbers and the mountaineers, but the scramblers and the boys and girls in creche and in IT, don't worry, your turn will come in a little bit. And I'm also, just as a little heads up, we're going to sing our good news song after the first presentation of the book. So you guys need to come up and help all the grown-ups do the actions for that. So Lorna is going to come up and she is going to read out the names of our first set of presentations.
So we too at IT have had another great year, and as I've said before, we've got one of the largest groups at the moment that we've ever had, which is great, and we're not getting any smaller because, as you've seen, we've got some people coming up from Truth Trackers next year to join us at IT. So we're really looking forward to that, and we hope they are too. We've had a busy year, so at the beginning of the year, we started looking at the gospel as a whole and asking, what is it, what does it mean, and how does it impact our lives? And we then read through the book of Luke together and explored these questions further, learning more about Jesus and his life here on earth. After the Christmas break, some of our group had the opportunity to go on the annual weekend away to Aunt Na Creche with several other of the youth groups around Inverness, which is a really great opportunity for them, and we look forward again to hopefully doing that next year. Back here at IT, we started a series on being known and knowing God, and closer to Easter, we then read and explored the Easter story together. And finally, in this last term, we've been using some of SU Scotland material to look at some of the big questions we ask ourselves about the Christian faith, like who made God and can you be good without God and do all religions lead to God, things like that. So amongst all of this, we've also played lots of games, including games to win points, where at the end of the year, a prize is awarded to the winning team. So we're looking forward to that as well. We've also eaten lots of food, so we'd like to say a big thank you to Susan for organising that and for all the people who are involved in catering for us, so big thanks to them. Last weekend we also had a social where we, the team went and played laser tag in the afternoon, followed by food and more games back at the church, which was really great. And we also had some of the P7s who will be joining us along to that, and we really hope they enjoyed themselves. So as Norman said at the start, tonight is our last IT of the year, and we are inviting the P7s to come along to that as well. So any P7s who are coming up next year, if you want to come along tonight and have a wee bit of a taster about what we do on our usual Sunday evenings at IT, you are most welcome and most invited to that.
Great. Well, again, thank you. Maybe at this stage, particularly again, thank you not only to you boys and girls for being here, all of you, the different ages, but again, a big thank you to all the leaders of these different groups. We're very grateful to all the time and the effort, the energy, the prayer, actually, that goes in to all of these different groups. I want us just to think about something else just for a wee minute together. And we're thinking, I said at the beginning, it's kind of Olympic theme. So just have a look at this video from the 2012 Olympics in London, just for a moment.
There was still time for a speck of an island in the Caribbean to have the final say. The 4x100 meters relay.
Jamaica have got to get moving here. The baton changes are good. Freighter with it. And Freighter will be handing it to Blake, but Gatland's gone well, and now Tyson Gay. That's a decent change, but Blake's now right on the Americans. It's between these two. Bolt's going to have it in the lead, and you know what that means. Here he goes. They've got the baton. Bailey's trying to hold on to Bolt. He's got no chance. Bolt's away and gone. Jamaica are the gold medalists again, and it's a new world record. Smashes it to pieces. Two great teams, but only one can stand tall.
One small island.
Yeah, so what was that? What race was that? Anybody know what race that was? What was that, Eva? It's a relay race, yeah. Four by Finlay? 100 meters. Who was winning? Anybody know who won that? Jamaica. Who was running the last leg? You all know. Usain Bolt. That's right. So, and what were they passing? Yes, Krista. A baton. A little bit like this. I think we've maybe got... there we go. Yeah, there you are. There's the baton. So we've got something like this. Now, somewhere out there, there are three of those. Can anybody see three of these? I think... Somewhere on the floor. Have a look. Yeah, great. Come on. Cleona, great. Connor, have you got one? We've got one more? Right? Got one more? Yeah, great. Just right. No, you hold on. Hold on. Just hold on there, Connor. Just wait there for a minute. Right. So, remember the key thing? Passing it on. So, do you want to just have a look? Because we're thinking about passing something on. Just inside those batons. I think there's something inside them. Cleona, can you get... have you found it? Connor, can you get that out of there?
Yeah, George.
Can you? Right, hold on to that one, Joshua. Can you... that's all right. Can you get that? Can I help you? Cleona, can you get yours? Oh, it's sticky, Connor, isn't it? This one's sticky. I'm going to pull that out.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you. Right. Okay. So what does it say? You've got the good news of Jesus. The good news of Jesus. And it's like a baton that you're passing on. And that's what we've been doing. That's what we're doing in Truth Trackers. That's what we're doing in IT. That's what we're doing all through church. One generation passing on the good news. And actually, your teachers, somebody passed on the good news to them. Listen, Lorna, where are you? Just listen. You three can go and sit down. Thank you. Just listen for a minute to Lorna. Okay, thank you.
Do you know, when I was a little girl, my mum and dad didn't go to church, and I never went to church, and I didn't know who God was. I didn't know anything about God. But when I was in primary 7, I had a teacher who did know God, and she loved God, and she wanted everyone else to know about God. And when I was at school, we used to go in the morning and we used to say a prayer to God and thank God for the day. And at the end of the day, we used to put our chairs on our table and we used to thank God for the day that we'd had. And she used to do Bible study with us every week. Now, she wasn't always very popular with that, but she was brave. She didn't care. She loved God and she wanted everybody to know. And one day she said, "Boys and girls, is there anybody here who doesn't go to church but would like to go to church in Sunday school?" And I put my hand up. I actually don't know why I put my hand up, but I put my hand up because I loved what she was telling me. And she said, "Okay, go home and ask your mum if it's okay." So my mum was happy for somebody to take me in away on a Sunday morning. And she took me to church and to Sunday school, and I really enjoyed it. But I was in primary seven then, and I then had the summer holidays and then was all excited about going to the new school. And although she had taught me about God, she taught me who God was and that God was important and that I should know him. She had passed that baton on to me, but I wasn't a fast runner, and it took me a long time to really grasp hold of that baton and start running with it. In fact, it wasn't until I was married and I had children, and although I had probably pushed God away and forgotten about him, God never forgot about me, and he gave me other people in my life that showed me not just who he was and how important he was, but the wonder and the joy of knowing God. And that's what helped me really run the race. And I'm so thankful to God every day that he gave me people in my life that just passed on that baton. So my teacher in primary seven, Miss McDonald, she passed on that baton to me, and she, although I didn't grasp it and run with it, she gave me something to think about. And as I said, God never gave up on me, and he kept giving me more people in my life to show me the wonder and the joy of knowing God. So my prayer is for each one of you that you will listen to what God's saying to you, that you'll grasp hold of that baton and that you'll keep running with it, and you'll grow up to know the wonder and the joy of knowing and loving God. Okay.
Thank you, Lorna. Thank you. That's just a little testimony as to why it's important that one generation tells another the good news of Jesus. Now, just thinking on that and running the race, Rosanna's going to come and read some words from the Bible. Rosanna.
"Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God."
Thanks, Rosanna. So that's where I want to leave you, fixing your eyes on Jesus. I had something else I was maybe going to share, but you're never quite sure of the timing of these things, so I'm going to leave that and come back next Sunday morning and I'll share it with you. Boys and girls, again, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sitting. You've got one more thing to do right at the end of our gathering, but you keep listening. You keep looking to Jesus, and that's true. That's an encouragement to all of us. Now, Chris is going to come and lead us in prayer together.
Father God, thank you for the blessing of being able to gather here together this morning. Thank you for the joy of knowing you and being able to come together into your presence, Lord. Thank you that you've called us into this family. Thank you that you've given us new and eternal life through your Son, Jesus, and through faith in him. Thank you that he did endure the cross, that he scorned its shame, and that he was willing to go through that suffering for us and in our place. Thank you that he rose from the dead and that he's now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And thank you that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, Lord, who have trusted him, who have followed him, who have found life in him. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who's at work in our lives and makes us more and more like your Son. And Holy Spirit, we'd ask you to help us all to throw off the things that hinder us and the sin that entangles us, and to run the race that you've marked out for us. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus as the author, the perfecter, and the great example of our faith. And Lord, today we want to thank you especially for the blessing of children. We want to thank you for each child and young person who's here this morning and for all who come to this church. We thank you for their fun, for their joy, for their energy, and for their laughter. Lord, we thank you that when they are weak, you are strong. We thank you that when they're in need, that you can satisfy them. We thank you that when they're lost, you will find them, Lord. We pray that you would protect their faith. We pray that you would help them as they grow, both physically and spiritually. Help them to know that you're with them, that you love them, and that you would give them all that they need. Help them to know that they have every spiritual blessing in you. And we pray that they would come to know you as their Lord and their Savior and their friend. Help them to be your disciples. Help them to shine their light so that others might know you and know your goodness in their lives. And Father, we thank you too for the Truth Trackers teachers and helpers and those who help at creche, Lord. We thank you that for the time that they give, for the commitment that they make to that, and all the energy and thought and prayer that they put into that. Thank you for the gifts that you've given them. And we pray that you would help them week to week to be close to you, to be listening to you, and to trust in you as they lead the different sessions, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being able to pass the good news of Jesus on from one generation to the next. We thank you that we have good news to share, and that we can tell of all the marvelous things that you've done in this world, in history, and in our own lives, that we can point others to you. We thank you for those who passed that news on to us, who spent the time and the care to share that with us, Lord. And we pray that you would help us to have that same time and care to share it with others. We thank you and pray that you'd help us to remember that you said that unless we become like little children, we can't enter your kingdom. And so we ask that you'd give us the humility to learn from the children as well, to look to the example that they set us, and to remember that no one is too young in your kingdom, and that everyone can set an example in their life, in their purity, in their love of others. We pray especially for those who are moving on, whether it's from one Truth Trackers class to the next, or those who are moving on from Truth Trackers into high school and into IT and into the morning service, Lord. We pray that you'd bless them as they make those changes, that they would know your presence with them, that you'd help them to overcome and to face the challenges that change sometimes brings, and show that you have good things in store for them. And we pray for those two who are moving on from high school, and pray that you would help them and guide them into the next steps in their life. And Lord, we want to pray as well for parents this morning. We thank you for the blessing of family, and pray that you would help parents to have patience and gentleness and wisdom as they raise their children. Help us all to support and encourage the families in our midst, Lord, in all that they need. And we pray too for those among us and those who we know, Lord, who are suffering at this time, who might be going through difficult times, times of uncertainty or change or illness or difficulty, Lord. Lord, we pray that you'd be especially close to them, whether it's people who are nearby or far afield, Lord, whether it's on a personal level, Lord, or a national level. We pray that they would know your power and your strength and your love. And in this too, we especially think of children. We think of children who are suffering around the world this morning, who might be facing war or famine or being displaced from their homes or their families. Lord, we pray that they would know your love and your comfort in these times. Children who maybe don't have a family of their own or don't know your love and care, we pray especially for them, Lord, that you would bring them into the fellowship of your family and help them to know your love through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.